This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, let me just ask, because we got a lot of people out there that are not partakers in this fight, 1 Timothy 6:2, concerning the good fight of faith. The phone line's 1-866-582-9933. They don't call in, but they got plenty to say on social media platforms. I'm highlighting what's going on here with the useful idiots calling Alex Jones a conspiracy theorist. Okay, regardless if he is or not, it matters not. It's not my point. Okay, they're the theorists, regardless. We have every right in the world to question the narrative that the mainstream media gives. Because 9 times out of 10, friends, and the only time they do tell the truth is when they blurt the truth out in their confusion. They're lying to you. But then again, look at their father, John 8:44. But we had some people say during the last segment, the end of the last segment, it's just getting started. Here, and I just want to stop right there because it seems that you might be a new listener or a watcher on social media platforms. I'm curious. How do you put up the useful idiots with corruption in our government, which is not all? How do you put up the small, small portion of individuals that are being used to overthrow our constitutional republic against 325.9 million people in this country that claim to be 86% of do, claim to be the good guys? What are those 86% of the American people that profess to be Christians, what are they doing? I can tell you, nothing. That's why they make comments like, it's just getting started. Almost as if to suggest that, you know what, it's coming, man. And there's nothing that we're going to be able to do about none of this. That less than 3% that you're talking about right now, Bradley, they're going to have their way. You know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28, it says that the wicked flee. The wicked are those that know to do right and they do it not. It tells us that the wicked flee when none pursueth. Did you hear me? And what's the enemy? What is Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals? What's one of his little tactics? Cause the enemies, the dummies in America that think that they're the righteous, cause them to believe that there's more of us than there really is. And what we do is we see posts like that, like it's just starting, right? It's just getting started. It's interesting that you can note right there off the bat as to where they are taking their counsels. They're taking counsel from their fears. And it shows you who they fear, because it's not the face of God. Because if they feared the face of God, they wouldn't tolerate crime in their own country. Now, would they? No. He who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man. But he who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God. And when you leave quotes like that, we know exactly who you fear. And it isn't God. Because there's strong confidence in the fear of the Lord. He makes his righteous bold as lions. Okay? And throughout Genesis to the book of Revelation, we see over and over and over again where the Lord empowers his people to take it to the enemy and they win the day. Not without trial and tribulation, Acts 14:22, mind you. Not without persecutions. Not without death in many cases. But my point is, you can find nowhere in Scripture where the Lord ever fails a faithful man or a faithful woman of God. It's also interesting to know, I would lay to you, the individual that just highlighted that, as to the fact that when I read the U.S. Constitution, namely the preamble, isn't it interesting that the first thing the preamble says, because we know that on the Declaration of Independence, our rights come from our Creator, right? Our unalienable rights. And what's interesting to note, and what I'm trying to convey here, friends, more than anything, is the fact that the U.S. preamble to the Constitution states that we are the law. The first thing that it highlights is we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. So how can you establish justice if you're not the law? Well, they took it for granted that the American people knew the law. Here, let me give you one more quote by one of our forefathers. His name was Thomas Jefferson. He was the third president of the United States of America, and this is what he had to say about you Americans. He said, "Bear always in mind that a nation ceases to be republican only when of the will of the majority ceases to be the law." Let me say it again. Bear always in mind that a nation ceases to be republican, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. So who's the law? You are. Why are you forfeiting your rights? Why are you cursing your children? How are you cursing your children? Well, if I go to Malachi 2:2, what does it tell us? The Lord said, "Listen carefully, Americans. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name and obeying me, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. I will curse your blessings. Yeah, I have cursed them already because you do not lay it to heart. You do not take responsibility for the issues that are round about you." That's what Scripture tells us. Oh, and it also tells us in Jeremiah 9:3, by the way, Jeremiah was sent to the face of what? The corrupt kings and politicians and the corruption in the church, to their both their gates, the church gate and the king's gate. And it was interesting that he went to them in pleading for the people to return to the Lord. We can see after 70 years they did nothing but mock him, persecute him. And at the end of the day, after 70 years of all of that, that nation was judged. And there was a book of Lamentations that was written. So listen while you still have the freedoms. Here's the good news. You still have the freedom to right the wrongs. Okay, so here's a little bit of a reproof for you. A little bit of admonition for you, and listen carefully, because this was given in chapter 9 of Jeremiah, which comes to my aid, and they bend their tongues like the bow for lies. In other words, they believe again, those that say they don't believe the mainstream media, they bend their tongues like the bow for lies. They agree with those that are lying to them rather than the Word of God, but they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth. The Bible tells us that they proceed from evil to evil, and the Lord says, this is the reason, because they know not me. They know not me, saith the Lord. That's right. They know not me. So when people are giving tongue or giving up, keep in mind who they are born of. It's not the Spirit of God. That is not the testimony of the Lord. Isaiah 8:20 tells us that according to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to it, it's because there is no light in them. Don't believe a thing that they have to say. We are supposed to be witnesses of the resurrection, folks. Men are to find their faith in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Not in the mainstream media. Not in those that lie to them, in giving way to them. Not taking heed, paying careful attention to the lies that are being told them as they throw their hands up in the air and say, you know what, sad to say, it's just starting. And 325.9 million people can do nothing about it. Oh my goodness, I'm glad that you're not my parents. I'm glad that I've got the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that I can call Abba Father. Believe me. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of LibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So let's get back on court, what I want to show you, because it's interesting that everyone's being censored but the mainstream media, right? They're controlled operatives. 86% of the people say they don't believe them, as you've been told a million and a half times. Well, Ben Swan just did an in-depth study, only to find out that those that are driving the narrative, those that are censoring, are FBI and former CIA, okay? Now, this all is line upon line, precept upon precept, as to how the useful idiots in the mainstream media, the CIA operatives, okay, are being let loose on the likes of an Alex Jones today. And don't get caught up in that. Again, it's not the point. I'm just using the point that they're calling him a conspiracy theorist, when they have been busted 1,000 times over for promulgating misinformation, propaganda, or covering for conspirators in fact. Okay? Just, again, for the record, I want you to listen to this carefully. This is Ben Swan just recently coming out on his expose as to what is in fact happening with that of the CIA and Facebook.
For years, Facebook and Instagram have been purging content creators and removing content that it deems harmful.
That's illegal.
So much of that content has now been proven to be accurate.
The fact checkers, which in many cases were former CNN employees, for those that did not know, for those that still haven't caught on to Snopes, that's a CIA operation as well. All the corporations, media worldwide, are under the control of the CIA. I didn't know that was their function or purpose, but apparently it is now. But he just got done telling us that all the fact checkers that were calling others liars and misleading others with fake information, it's now been proven true. Well, where is the retribution? They don't have a right to just go deplatform people at will, and yet the American people believe that that's the case. Here, let me just go here. Some will say, and I've heard a CEO say this to me, Bradley, you know what? It's their company. It's their platform. They can do whatever they want to. Wait a second. Where did they get the money to start YouTube and CIA and Facebook as well? Where did they get the money to start those platforms? Answer that question before you stick both feet in your mouth. Okay? Here's another something for you to chew on. When you look at Facebook and you look at what they're doing today and saying that it's their own platform and they can deplatform anybody they want to, I'm curious. Now, again, I'm talking about if someone is lying, if they're putting out fake information, if they're being subversive to our American government, absolutely, deplatform them. Okay? But that's not who they're deplatforming, friends. They're deplatforming people that are holding to the law. They're found to be subversive to American government. Now, this is what I want to ask you. So, it's okay for Facebook to go ahead and deplatform anybody that they want to. It's their platform. Well, let me ask you a question. What happens when the electric company decides that it's their platform and they can just pull the plug on you at any time? Is that lawful? Oh, Bradley, that's not the same thing. Oh, yes, it is. What happens when the phone companies, AT&T, Verizon, the list goes on, what happens when they don't like your conversation anymore and they say it's their platform and they all of a sudden pull the plug on your capabilities of having a conversation on your phone that you're paying for on a monthly basis? Is it their right to deplatform you? Absolutely not. So, Americans, think through what we're talking about here, okay? Again, we're talking about useful idiots calling an individual a conspiracy theorist when, in fact, they're the theorists. They're the propagandists, okay? And that's why, by the way, that's why I question a lot of stuff around Alex Jones right now. Is he the fall guy? Is he the shill? Because this is an attack on all of us if we question the narrative. There's a lot more at play here than we're paying attention to. And I don't want to go there, but let's get back to this again. This is Ben Swan exposing Facebook and who's the operatives in censoring free speech.
Specifically is responsible. Well, a new investigation finds that Meta's content policy is being controlled by dozens of former CIA agents. In fact, the report finds it's harder to find someone who did not at one time work at the CIA than to find someone who did. So what does that mean for content online? It's an incredible story, and there is so much more to it. I'm Ben Swan. This is Truth in Media.
Okay, so what we're going to do, friends, is we're just going to come right back to Ben Swan once we get past some of his advertisements. And, again, what we need to understand is as to who's control, who's behind the moderators within Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Folks, they're all allied. They're all allied. So this should come as no surprise to you as to why Alex is getting zeroed in on right now. And it's funny who's calling him the conspiracy theorist, the propagandist star. Hey, what we're doing here is we're thinking for you, folks. It's the propagandists that are calling Alex Jones a conspiracy theorist. And as I said during the first hour, the first couple segments, yes, the Bible talks about conspiracy over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Okay? And what I want you to understand as well, the Bible is clear when it says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let it be an established word. How about 10 times? Does that work? I hope so. I really hope so. Now, what I want to do is I want to come back to Ben Swan, and I want you to see his findings as to his little expose as to who the moderators are behind all of the big tech companies that are illegally, let me say it again, illegally censoring the American people, because that's exactly what they're doing. This is illegal, what's happening. Okay? Let's get back over to Ben Swan here. And I want you to, again, check out his little report that he just did, and it's outstanding in so many different ways. I'm glad we got guys like him out there. So here it is, Ben Swan. And he's coming to the end of his commercial right now.
Content moderation. People like Aaron Berman, who was at one time a highly influential part of the CIA. At one time, in fact, preparing and editing the president's daily intelligence brief. He was in that role until 2019 when he left the CIA to join Facebook. Well, now Aaron talks about the difficulty that he has in moderating content. Listen to this.
How do we think about the balance between harmful content and protecting free
speech? And this is the mainstream media and their commercials, honoring their sponsors, their golden calves.
Draw the line.
Yes, and I think it should make me uncomfortable.
Look at the settings.
To do this work.
Yeah, I'm not sure it really makes Aaron all that uncomfortable. Again, he spent 15 years working for the Central Intelligence Agency, an agency that has been charged with overthrowing and attempting to overthrow numerous foreign governments, by the way, some of which are democratically elected by the people of those countries, helping prominent Nazis escape punishment after World War II, funneling large quantities of drugs and weapons around the world, including into our own country.
He's talking about Operation Paperclip.
Domestic media outlets, routinely spreading false information and operating a global network of black site prisons.
So, did you hear what he just said? Overthrowing governments, the CIA is responsible for. Protecting Nazis that were guilty of war crimes back in the 40s, that's the CIA. Bringing over into America war criminals that were Nazis, the SS, so on and so forth. Back over into America, he's talking about Operation Paperclip. Now he's talking about all the operatives and moderators concerning big tech companies such as Facebook, and the list goes on, as to who's behind the helm, moderating our content. What do you think they're going to do, folks? How do you think they're going to act? Well, they're going to act accordingly. Matter of fact, I want to just rewind that just a little bit as to what Ben Swan just said about the CIA.
Numerous foreign governments, by the way, some of which are democratically elected by the people of those countries, helping prominent Nazis escape punishment after World War II.
Wow.
Funneling large quantities of drugs and weapons around the world, including into our own country. Penetrating domestic media outlets, routinely spreading false information.
What he's talking about right there, friends, is if you look behind the curtain, you can go online right now, and you can actually find airplanes that have hit the sides of mountains where it was the CIA that was transporting cocaine back into America. And they told the American people that they were actually transporting prisoners, when in fact it wasn't prisoners that were laying all over the side of that mountain. It was the CIA, just for the record.
...and operating a global network of black site prisons where prisoners are repeatedly tortured, spying on members of the U.S. Congress and their staff who were investigating CIA torture. And we could go on and on and on. We won't, but what does go on and on and on are the numbers of Meta and Facebook employees who at one time, possibly still, work for the CIA.
Okay, so we're going to come right back to this, folks. It's going to get better, and it's so unthinkable that they're still there and they're still allowed to do the things that they're doing, but they are. And that's what I want people to get a mouthful concerning the atrocities that are taking place today in America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Tensions are escalating along the Gaza Strip. It began with Israel killing a senior commander of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad militant group amid a wave of strikes Friday that Israel says were meant to prevent an imminent attack. On Saturday afternoon, Israeli warplanes stepped up strikes with hits on four residential buildings in Gaza. all of the locations reportedly linked to Islamic Jihad militants. At least 15 people have been killed, and Hamas, the militant group that rules Gaza, appears to be on the sidelines. Russian forces began to assault two key cities in the eastern Donetsk region of Ukraine. They also kept up rocket and shelling attacks on other cities in the country, including one near the largest nuclear power plant on the continent. This is USA Radio News. Taiwanese officials are referring to China as their evil neighbors for conducting live-fire military drills around the island.
Taiwan's defense ministry on Friday claimed that multiple batches of Chinese fighter jets were crossing the median line in the waters between China and Taiwan. The Chinese army is conducting military exercises around the island in response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's recent visit and has declared several danger zones around Taiwan. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The president of the Navajo Nation was among those almost hit when a large SUV barreled through an event, injuring at least 15 people. Police say they have suspects in custody.
A wrong-way driver and three passengers are in custody after recklessly driving through a Navajo Nation parade in New Mexico Thursday evening. The incident left multiple people, including two police officers, injured.
That was USA Radio's Lance Pry reporting. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Go to SOL Radio Live, subscribe. Also go to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you'd like to call in, a final call out, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to show you just a little bit more of this with Ben Swan's finding concerning those that are moderating big tech companies. They're FBI and CIA former agents. They're known as useful idiots, too. And, of course, they're going to tell you they're just doing their job. And they're telling you that they're vetting information. That's not true. When, in fact, they're the ones promulgating the misinformation. And then they're censoring those that are telling you the truth that are standing there in opposition to them, Ephesians 5:11. So let's get back to Ben for a minute, and then we will get on to the next
other
point.
Other ex-CIA agents besides Aaron Berman working in these fields. Deborah Berman, for example, spent 10 years as a data and intelligence analyst for the CIA before
recently being brought on
as a trust and safety project manager for Meta. Between 2006 and 2010, Brian Weisbart was a CIA intelligence officer. His job entailing, in his own words, quote,
this
leading
is who's
global
moderating
teams to
your
conduct
information.
Counterterrorism and digital cyber investigations, end quote. And identifying online social media misinformation, propaganda, and covert influence campaigns. He is currently a director of trust and safety, security,
trust
and data privacy.
Trust and safety as he lies.
Meta. Well, meanwhile, the LinkedIn profile of Cameron Harris, a CIA analyst until 2019, notes that he is now a Meta Trust and Safety Project Manager. MemPress has found that Facebook has recruited dozens of individuals from the CIA, as well as many more from other agencies like the FBI and the Department of Defense.
Okay, so have we had enough Americans? We know how we're getting all this information. Ah, these are the people that are zeroing in on everything that you have left. And you can have it all back again, folks. I mean, considering, again, all those men that fought blood and died to give you the freedoms that you have and sacrificing themselves in doing so, you'd think that the American people would be a little bit more gratuitous. Huh? I'd think so. But I guess not. By the way, I wanted to hit on this, too, because, again, friends, if you're just joining us now, we're talking about how the mainstream media's useful idiots are calling out Alex Jones as a conspiracy theorist when, in fact, folks, these useful idiots are the ones that are guilty 1,000 times over, at least over the last year, of promulgating lies and propaganda. Okay? You can't make it up. I do a show called 33 Conspiracy Theories That Turned Out to Be True and What Every Person Should Know. Who told you that they were theories? Let's say it together. The mainstream media told us that it was a theory. I'm going to highlight some of these. The mainstream media told you it was all a theory. By the way, just go back over the last couple years, last 3 years, actually, concerning the pandemic and all the information that we told you, folks, was it theory? The doctors that Tim had on in the morning and I had on in the afternoon, was it all theory? Or what they were forecasting, was it true? And has it become now true? Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, but remember, during over the last 3 years, if you dared call out the Anthony Fauci's and the Bill Gates and the Joe Biden and Donald Trump for who they really were, remember the father of the vaccine, Donald Trump, you know, the guy that's trying to sell himself as the good guy, and he now wants justice again. Wasn't that his selling points how many years ago? And what we found is him doing the exact opposite of what he promised to do. Read Psalm 12:8, folks. When are you going to wake up? 1,163 different presidential candidates, and you got Joe Biden and you got Donald Trump. 1,163 people to choose from, and the only ones that were delivered up by the mainstream media were Donald Trump and Joe Biden, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Wow. Read 2 Chronicles 19:2. Of the lesser of two evils, choose neither. You've got 1,161 different options. Oh, that's right. But you didn't hear a peep from them, did you? No, why? Because the mainstream media didn't want you to hear from them. You see? You see how this works? So let's get back to this. Okay? We have the mainstream media's useful idiots calling Alex Jones a theorist. And here you have the guilty standing there, accusing their finger, or pointing their accusatory finger at someone else that questioned the narrative of Sandy Hook. And yes, he went a little bit further, but that's between him and his God. Okay? That's not my point. I'm not trying to vindicate. I'm not trying to justify or condemn Alex Jones. I'm just saying, look what they're doing, friends. They're gathering together against Alex on the mountain to say, look at this stinking youth. Look at this guy. Look at what he said about Sandy Hook. Look, how dare he question what we have to say? Don't look at the history of us and our taskmasters, the CIA. Don't look to them and all their crimes that they're guilty of. Just take it for our word. Alex Jones is a conspiracy theorist, and yet that's all they've sold to you Americans is theory and propaganda. The Dreyfus Affair, do you remember this? This was in the late 1800s. This took place in France. Jewish artillery officer Alfred Dreyfus was wrongfully convicted of treason based on false government documentations, and he was sentenced to life in prison. The French government did attempt to cover this up, but Dreyfus was eventually pardoned after the affair was made public, an act that is credited to writer Emile Zola. They sold it to you as a theory. It turned out to be true. What about the mafia? Remember how the mafia came out, the secret crime society, and how it was virtually unknown until the 1960s? And then when member Joe Valachi first revealed the society's secrets to law enforcement officials, what was known was that the organized crime existed, but not that the extent of their control, including working, listen again, including working with, here they are again, the CIA, politicians and big business in the world. The mainstream media told you that was a theory, that the mafia was a theory. Wow, now we got shows, friends, where we have ex-mob leaders, mob heads, gang members validating all of this information, but it was the mainstream media that sold it to you as a theory. What about MK Ultra in the 1950s to the 70s? The CIA, there they are again, ran a mind control project aimed at finding a truth serum to use on communist spies. That's how they sold it to you, of course. Test subjects were given LSD and other drugs, often without consent, and some were even tortured by the CIA. At least one man, civilian biochemist Frank Olson, who was working for the government, died as a result of the experiments. The project was finally exposed, right? Luke 12:2, after investigations by the Rockefeller Commission were taken on. Wow! The mainstream media told you that MKUltra was a theory. Turned out to be true, folks. What about Operation Mockingbird? Just played some video for you from that over the last week. Congressional hearings. Heads of the CIA didn't want to talk publicly about it. Also in the 1950s to the 70s, here they are again. The CIA paid a number of well-known domestic and foreign journalists from big-name media outlets like Time, The Washington Post, The New York Times, CBS, and others to publish what? CIA propaganda. But remember, friends, Operation Mockingbird was a theory, said the mainstream media. That turned out to be true. The Church Committee finally exposed the activities in 1975. See, friends, the ones that are trying to get across to you, the narrative, are the ones that are lying to you from the mainstream media. And they want you to question the truth the way that their father questioned the truth. Like Satan himself did when he approached Eve. Hath God said? Sound familiar? This is how the mainstream media operates. Hey folks, we were told that Manhattan Project was a theory. Turned out to be true, didn't it? Yep. We were told back in the 1930s all the way up until the 1960s that asbestos was a theory concerning cancer-causing elements within it. Right? Manufacturers did all they could to prevent the link between asbestos and respiratory diseases, including cancer, becoming known so they could avoid prosecution. American workers had known, in fact, sued the John Manville Company as far back as 1932, but it was not until 1962 that finally established beyond any doubt what company bosses had known for a long time, that asbestos is the cause of cancer. Remember the mainstream media tried to cover for these companies? Remember how I told you that they have a long history of covering for conspirators? Yep, they do. Was it a theory? No, friends, it's not a theory. But today, we have useful idiots calling a reporter a conspiracy theorist right in front of your faces. The propagandist calling a guy that was exposing conspiracy for what it was, in many cases, a theorist. How do you take heed to that? How do you give ear to that? What about Watergate? By the way, Watergate was a cover-up for a pedophile ring back in the 70s. I know how it was sold to you. It was just like back in the 90s, remember Monica Lewinsky with Bill Clinton? It was sold to you that he was committing adultery, which he was. Look at Clinton Chronicles. If you haven't watched that, take the time to watch it. I mean, the Joker should be hanging from a rope, to say the least. For all the dead people, the Clintons that have around them, and the mainstream media still has the audacity to put the microphone up to their mouths and the cameras up to their criminal faces. That's an insult to injury, is it not? Yes, it is. But folks, Watergate. By the way, what I was going to say is, it wasn't Monica Lewinsky that he was being impeached for. He was being impeached for selling American military secrets to the Chinese. This is Bill Clinton. We're going to come right back. I'm going to finish this, and we're doing really well on staying on topic. We'll be right back.
Sons of Liberty. We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rachel from Michigan. I know God orchestrated my encounter with Bradley Dean this past summer. His radio show instantly became my family's favorite. We are so thankful for his bold message bringing light to the issues we are facing. If you want the truth from a biblical and constitutional perspective, then you've come to the right place.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Had a guy on social media platforms. He says to me, he says, you keep saying we need to act. Okay? He said, what would you have us do? He said, you keep skirting it. I didn't sense that I was skirting anything. Lead if you have the answer. Well, you apparently must be a first-time listener, dog. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. And this is a prime example of what I'm talking about, where people stick both feet in their mouth. Oh, my goodness. My friend, you have done a great job of doing just that. Let's get back to this. We've been talking about useful idiots calling the likes of Alex Jones. That's aimed at anybody that questions the narrative, by the way. That's what January 6th is about. Okay, that's about aiming their guns at anybody that dares stands up against corruption. That's what that's all about. That was all engineered by corruption within. And they're pushing the narrative regardless. Yesterday I'd played some video of one of the wives where her husband was just sentenced for 7 years for merely showing up at the Capitol. Does everybody catch on to what's going on here? They don't want you to stand up against their corruption. That's totalitarianism. That's authoritarianism. That's illegal in this country in a big, big way. Apparently, they have overlooked the First Amendment there, I suppose. Yep, that's what they've done. And regardless of all the fingers pointed back at the agencies that were used and the paid provocateurs, friends, it's absolutely amazing that the American people are standing down. And it's funny how the mainstream media accused Donald Trump of his failed coup But yet Donald Trump's not in jail. He's on the campaign trail trying to deceive you into believing that he's going to make America great again when he already had the opportunity of in doing that, and he did the exact opposite. Gosh, what is it that people don't get? Wow. So anyways, I'm just going to keep moving on here. The point is, again, I'm not defending, I'm not justifying, I am defending the truth. We have every right in the world to question the narratives that are thrown down on us. But for a bunch of useful idiots that have a long history of propagandizing and throwing out their lies to the American people, to sit there and point their finger at anybody that questions the narrative as a theorist, no. Folks, I know most people see through this, but it is frustrating concerning the people that just keep their heads stuck in the sand. But they're going to get what they deserve. They will, rest assured. It's a matter of time. Read Amos 6:3, okay? Watergate, remember how this was sold to us? Again, this was a pedophile ring cover-up. But Watergate was sold to us as a theory, which turned out to be true. The Tuskegee syphilis study was sold to the American people by the mainstream media as a theory, which turned out to be true. Here's an interesting one. Operation Northwoods. I want you to listen carefully. In the 1960s, American military leaders drafted plans to create public support for war against Cuba. So they had to create it. They wanted to oust Fidel Castro from power. The plans included committing acts of terrorism in America by our own military, killing innocent people by our own military, blowing up a U.S. ship, just like they did in Tonka Bay when they incited the war with Vietnam. Remember how we were sold all that? We're under attack, just like December 7th, 1941. We're under attack. Well, folks, the facts prove otherwise. The facts prove otherwise. The planes were all approved, the joints of chiefs of staff, but were reportedly rejected by the civilian leadership, then kept secret for nearly 40 years. Operation Northwoods was, well, it was sold to you that it was a theory. No, it turned out to be true, didn't it? Yep. 1990 testimony of Naraya was a theory sold to you by the media, which turned out to be true. Counterintelligence programs against activists in the 1960s was an acronym for counterintelligence programs. That was sold to you as a theory. It doesn't exist. We found out it was true. The Iran-Contra affair was told and sold to you as a theory when the facts came out, only to find out that it wasn't a theory. But who sold you the lies? The mainstream media did. The BCCI scandal, the Bank of Credit and Commerce International, was sold to you as a theory, came out sometime later as to be true. See, the Lord's going to bring all things to the light, friends. He's going to bring all things to the light. You know, the lion's like a, I'm sorry, the truth is like a lion, said Augustine. He said, just let it go. It will defend itself. Oh, it will. It will. CIA drug running in L.A. Folks, there's a documentary out there called Cocaine Cowboys. Oh, it's directly led up by the CIA. Okay, and what they did is they actually used the drug running to Los Angeles, and there's videos on this. You can watch all of this. But what's interesting, and then we had Webb, who was killed. Remember, he committed suicide, and he had two bullet holes in his head. All the things that the American people will drink when it comes to the Kool-Aid that's sold to them by the propagandists. And I was talking about Gary Webb, who came out and exposed the whole CIA drug running. And the reason the CIA was drug running, because they were using that money to fund a war that they couldn't get from our own government. That was a theory, too, remember? That turned out to be true, didn't it? Yep. Gulf of Tonkin never happened. We were told by the mainstream media, only to find out that it was true. Okay, the liars in the mainstream media didn't want you to believe the business plot. They said that was a theory, only to find out that was true. Conspiracy to assassinate Hitler, that was all a theory. I've watched several documentaries on this. That was all true. Operation Ajax. That was a theory the mainstream media sold you. That we found out that that was true. Operation Snow White, Operation Gladio. Oh my goodness, folks, the CIA assassinates a lot of people. The Church Committee exposed that. We were told that's all a bunch of lies too by the mainstream media, only to find out that it was true. The New World Order was a theory until Bush got up into the presidential bully pulpit. And what did he do? He talked about it over 200 times from the presidential bully pulpit. But it was a theory, said the mainstream media. No, it was the truth. See, they're the ones kicking the cans down the road. And what are they doing? They're demonizing anybody that tells you the truth. And that's what's happening to Alex Jones today. Regardless if he's good, bad, or ugly, whatever the case might be, that's an attack on all of us. Okay? January 6th is an attack on all of us. They're trying to create domestic terrorists. The Kennedy assassination, you know, although 81% of the American people still don't believe that Oswald shot Kennedy, they still sell it to you that Kennedy was assassinated by Oswald. Okay? Do yourself a favor and go look up James Files. Pretty interesting information there. That was a theory, which later came out to be true. 1990 World Series conspiracy, that was a theory the mainstream media sold to us. Karen Silkwood was all a theory. CIA drug smuggling in Arkansas. You can watch the film on that one, folks. They want you to believe that your eyes are lying to you. The witnesses are lying to you. Bohemian Grove, that's a theory which turned out to be true. The mainstream media tried to sell you all this theory. Operation Paperclip, where they brought over the Nazi war criminals into America back in 1945. The Round Table was a theory. The list goes on, folks. The Illuminati is a theory. Now, that's all true. You see, it's true when they say it's true. Isn't that crazy how that works? The Trilateral Commission, that was a theory. We found out this has all been documented. Now it's all true. Big Brother or shadow governments. Folks, keep in mind, there is no deep state. If there is a deep state, then why is it that your politicians are doing their biddings for them? No, shut the door on corruption in government, and you shut the door on anybody acting outside of, well, let's say special interest groups and such. The secret team, the CIA and its allies, control of the United States and the world. They're not in control of nothing. My father is. The report from Iron Mountain, and there you have it. There you have it, folks. All those were sold to you. All those lies and attempted cover-ups trying to sell you all of those things that I just named as theories, friends, turned out to be true. Who sold those lies to you? The mainstream media did. The mainstream media did. So when you have useful idiots attacking somebody or anybody for questioning the narrative, consider the source. Consider the source, friends. These people are bought and paid for at every given step. I want to end the show with this. They were paid and taught to lie to the people. They're taught to lie to the people, these useful idiots in the mainstream media. And they're still doing it today. There's no truth in them, John 8:44. So how dare the American people question the truth and give ear to the liars? Remember, and I end with this, as Udo Ufcott said, the entire mainstream media is totally fake. They're taught to betray the people and not tell the truth to the public. Love you by what we do.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.